This is the Business Leadership Series Minute with your host, the best-selling author of Don't Buy a Duck, and founder of MarketingStrategyHero.com, Derek Champagne.
Whitney Johnson is our guest today. She's an innovation and disruption theorist, keynote speaker, best-selling author, great books, executive and performance coach. She's got an impressive resume. I'm going to read just a little bit of it because I want to make sure we have time to talk with her today. She's named one of the world's 50 most influential management thinkers by Thinkers 50. She's the author of the best-selling book, Build an A-Team, Harvard Business Press, Financial Times, the CEO Read Book of the Month, and the critically acclaimed Disrupt Yourself, Putting the Power of Disruptive Innovation to Work. She also, through writing, speaking, consulting, and coaching, works with top leaders to retain their top talent, to build an A-team, and to help them earn the gold star, be a boss people love. She's also a former award-winning Wall Street analyst, a frequent contributor to the Harvard Business Review, a LinkedIn influencer. She has LinkedIn Top Voices, over 1.5 million followers, original cohort of Marshall Goldsmith's 100 Coaches, Top 100 Coaches, co-founder of the 40 Over 40 list, recognizing women who are reinventing, disrupting, and making an impact. Whitney, there's more, but I want to take time to talk to you today. So welcome and thanks for joining us.
Thank you, Derek, for having me. Do you ever listen to your bio and you're like, is that really me? Like you just, you're surprised that it sort of describes you. It's almost like this out-of-body experience. But anyway, thank you for that lovely introduction. I'm delighted to be here.
What do you look for when you're hiring with this concept?
Yeah, it's a great question. So ideally what you want to do is you want to hire for potential. You want to hire people on the launch point of the curve, knowing that if you do, all the value that gets created as they're learning accrues to you as opposed to another organization. You're effectively buying low and selling high. The best way to hire for potential is actually hire from within your organization because people have already been vetted in many ways. You know exactly what their skills are. You also know if they do are a person who has a growth mindset or not. It's a lot harder to hire for potential from outside of your organization because you don't know those things. The challenge, of course, is when they're in your organization, they're not the shiny penny. So you've got to deal with that conundrum. In terms of hiring for potential, of course, you've got to test for some basic skills that you need. But some questions that you can potentially ask that can help you figure out, is this a person who, yes, they're here, but I think they can grow into this role. Do they have that growth mindset? Are things like, tell me about the last time you got feedback and what did you do? The reason you want to ask that question is that when a person gets feedback and what did you do, that means they're capable of iterating quickly. I got this feedback, I tweaked it, and I moved forward. If they say to you, I haven't gotten feedback in a very long time, it may not be because they're really good. It may be because people have stopped giving them feedback because they know they won't listen. So it's a really good question to figure out from a potential standpoint. The other question I think is a great one is to ask if in your last role, they're doing their best. Did they do their best? And I love that because it allows you to see and have them self-reflect. And how willing, because it's hard to lie when someone asks you, did you do your best? And if you didn't do your best, what do they say? It's also a really important question. And so those are some things that you can do to hire for potential. Ideally, you want to because you want that value capture. You also want people at the launch point because they ask those questions. Why do we do it like this? So those are some things that you can do around that.
Excellent advice. Asking the last time they receive feedback and how do they respond and asking if they did their best. I think those are great questions. I'm sure there's so many more. With just 1 minute left, Whitney, is there anything else from your book or from your concept that you want to share with us that will provide value to our listeners?
I think I'll just recap just to put a bow on it. Please. So this idea of everyone's on an S-curve, including you. You build a high-performing team. Well, actually, and your organization's a collection of those S-curves, and you're going to build a high-performing team by understanding where people are on their S-curve and then managing to help them build momentum regardless of where they are. I actually believe that everyone's a high performer if they're on the right S-curve. And then finally, if you as an organization want to be innovative, You optimize those curves by having 70% of your people on the steep part, 15% on the launch point, and then 15% at the high end at any given time. And so when you put those things together, you not only have high growth individuals, you have a high performing team that all can aggregate into a high growth organization. So if you're wondering, all right, what are those questions that I can use to hire for potential? If you'll just email me, everyone who's listening, at wj@whitneyjohnson.com, I'm more than happy to send those questions to you.
Hey, if you're a small business owner and you need help working through some upper limit challenges, you need a board of personal advisors, you need help with your growth, go visit DerekChampagneMastermind.com.